All right. Well, welcome everyone to the workshop for today's board meeting. Excuse me. I'll introduce Dr. Jody Long, who will take over.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really delighted that y'all are here today. Thank you all for joining us for this workshop, and I'm especially excited about this workshop. I know that we're not in one of our amazing educational spaces. We always like to showcase those areas as well. But we're here really today to talk about impact. We have a number of federal grants that provide tremendous amounts of services for students in both high school and our DSC students in both Volusia and Flagler counties. And so we're really excited to share about the impact that each of these different grant programs has had within our area, but individually within students as well. And so the first person that we're going to bring up here, because I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking because we've got a lot of material to share with you all, is Candace Valley. She's our director for our program development area. So she's resource development, grants, and so I'm going to have her come up and give a little introduction about some of this work.
Good afternoon, trustees. Thank you for the opportunity to open today's workshop. My name is Candace Valley. I'm the Director of Resource Development here at Daytona State College, and I have the privilege of administering five federal grants that total over $7.2 million. This is a significant investment in our students and our college community. Some of that impact is reflected in the slide before you, and you'll also hear directly from the project directors of these programs and several of their students. So while today's presentation will highlight the impact of these programs and provide a deeper insight into what they offer, I'd like to take a moment to look ahead at the future of these funding streams and what it will take to sustain them. We're excited to have just launched a new five-year cycle of the TRIO Student Support Services Grant, which continues our long-standing support for program-eligible students. With that renewal secured, our focus now shifts to the future, preparing applications for C-Campus and TRIO Talent Search in 2026 and TRIO Upward Bound in 2027. These upcoming submissions are critical to sustaining the services we provide at DSC and in several of our local middle and high schools. Federal grant opportunities are highly competitive and shaped by shifting priorities, policy changes, and evolving definitions of student need. Navigating this landscape demands strategic planning, adaptability, and strong advocacy from local stakeholders to national decision makers. These programs are not guaranteed. Each renewal cycle is an opportunity to demonstrate impact and align with changing federal expectations. And yet, the value of these programs is clear. They are far more than line items in a budget. These grants represent access, opportunity, and transformation. They open doors for students who might not otherwise walk through them. They provide support systems, mentorship, and resources that help students persist, graduate, and thrive. These programs are woven into the fabric of Daytona State College's mission. They reflect our commitment to student success and community engagement. And they are essential, not just to the students who benefit directly, but to the future of the counties and the communities we serve. The work you'll hear about today is a direct result of these federal investments. And while the funding environment remains uncertain, the outcomes we've achieved and the lives we've helped shape are powerful reminders of why these programs matter. Thank you for your continued support and advocacy for these programs and the students that they serve. I'm honored to introduce the project directors who lead these efforts and with dedication and heart. They and their teams are the ones who transform federal investments into student success stories. To begin, I'd like to welcome Michelle Emden, Project Director for the TRIO Talent Search Program.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Michelle Emden, and I am the Project Director for TRIO Educational Talent Search. We are located on the Flagler Palm Coast Regional DSC campus. We serve Flagler County public, middle, and high schools. The middle schools include both Buddy Taylor Middle School and Indian Trails High School, or Middle School. Both of these schools feed into our two high schools, Flagler Palm Coast High School and Matanzas High School. Our mission is to increase the number of program-eligible youth who complete high school and enroll in a post-secondary program of study. We work towards this mission by offering services to our students that include tutoring, career exploration, college and vocational tours, family workshops, mentoring, SAT and ACT prep, FAFSA help, and summer camps. Each semester, we tour a minimum of 2 college campuses and 1 vocational tour. This semester, we took students to the University of Florida, Bethune-Cookman University, and have a tour scheduled for December 11th here at Daytona State College. Last week, we took a group of students to the Flagler County Emergency Management Center, where students learned about some of the exciting careers available to them within their community. We value community connection and have partnered with local agencies to share our time through volunteering. Over the summer, our high school students volunteered at Palm Coast Community Center, where they organized and led science experiments and art projects for local kindergarten through fifth grade students. On the first Saturday of each month, a group of our students volunteer at the Grace Community Food Pantry. These students prepare healthy boxes full of fresh and shelf-stable food items and distribute them by loading them into the cars. Students help to serve over 800 families on any given Saturday. Through this work, TRIO students learn leadership skills, organizational skills, and social skills. They also learn the meaning of community as it relates to supporting others, working together, and making a real difference in the lives of those around them. TRIO Educational Talent Search is funded to serve 500 6th through 12th grade students within Flagler County. Each year, we are quick to fill vacancies left by graduating seniors, and I am proud to say that we are currently on a wait list. Our program has been active within Volusia and or Flagler County since 2011. 67% of students accepted into the secondary school level TRIO programs come from income qualifying programs in which neither parent holds a bachelor's degree. I would like to take a moment to share some data as it relates to talent search. Key data acquired during our last annual performance report includes the following. The benchmark for students persisting to the next academic school year is 95%, and we are at 99%. The benchmark for students graduating within a standard number of years is 86%, and we are at 98%. The benchmark for students who have graduated with a rigorous secondary program of study is 25%, and we are at 45%. The benchmark for post-secondary education enrollment is 70%, and we are at 77%. The 77% does not include our students who have deferred enrollment, enrolled late, or have enlisted in the armed services. We have a total of 118 students who have graduated high school since our current grant cycle began. We currently have our largest senior cohort set to graduate this spring with 115 students. I would like to read you a testimonial from one of our recent TRIO Educational Talent Search graduates. Her name is Naya. She graduated this past spring from Matanzas High School, and she is enrolled and has started taking classes this semester here at DSC. My name is Naya Burke, and I've had the privilege of being a part of TRIO Talent Search for the past 2 years. Looking back, I can honestly say this program has made a meaningful difference in my high school experience. When I first started thinking about college, I felt overwhelmed and unsure of where to begin. But Mr. Dusko was always there to support and encourage me. He helped me make those first steps, starting my application, building my resume and my brag sheet, and reminded me that I am capable of reaching my goals. TRIO also gave me the chance to explore life beyond high school through college visits and hands-on experiences. But more than that, it gave me a community, unforgettable memories, and a support system I truly value. I am incredibly thankful for the program and for mentors like Mr. Dusko, who believed in me even when I doubted myself. TRIO has helped shape who I am today, and I will carry its lessons with me as I move forward into the next chapter of my life. Thank you. I would like to now introduce Cassandra Jillian.
Hello, I am Cassandra Julian. I'm the project director of TRIO Upward Bound. Daytona State College's TRIO Upward Bound program provides fundamental support for 60 students at Mainland High School in order to prepare them for high school and college success. The program offers academic support, mentoring, enrichment, college and career activities, and exploration. Academic support includes Saturday workshops here at Daytona State College, tutoring at Mainland High School, scholarship essay boot camps, FAFSA boot camps, and so much more. An Upward Bound Saturday workshop is a monthly enrichment program, which is a session taking place here at Daytona State where our 60 students are divided into small cohorts based on their individual learning needs. These smaller groups allow students to receive focused instruction and support in a more personalized setting. Instructors provide targeted lessons in reading, writing, science, math, and foreign language. The purpose of these workshops is to strengthen academic skills, build confidence, and prepare students for long-term college success. Mentoring provides a supportive relationship which guides and encourages our students to achieve academic, personal, and career goals. In TRIO Upward Bound, mentoring helps students build confidence, develop study and life skills, navigate challenges, and stay motivated on their path to college and beyond. We have boys mentoring that takes place each Wednesday after school here at Daytona State, right here in the L. Gale Lemmerin Student Center, while our girls mentoring takes place at school at Mainland High School during their lunch. From the inaugural year, Upward Bound has served a total of 126 students, with the average end-of-year GPA rising from a 2.1 from May 2023 to a 3.189 May 2025. For us to understand if we're successful, Upward Bound must monitor student data, which is known to us as deliverables. This includes quarterly GPA, attendance, standardized testing, which includes district and state test, grade level, attendance, graduation persistence, diploma awards, and college enrollment. Our key performance guidelines include the following. Our grant's GPA target requires 78% of our students to maintain a 2.5 GPA at the end of the school year. Our grant has successfully achieved this with 90%. Our second target requires 45% of our seniors to pass their state assessments in reading and math. Our grant successfully achieved this with 67%. 88% of our students must persist to the next grade level and graduate with a regular school diploma. Our grant successfully achieved 100%. Additionally, 45% of our seniors must complete a rigorous standard school program of study. 57% of our seniors met this objective. Finally, 55% of our UB participants who graduated during the school year will enroll in post-secondary education or be accepted to defer until the spring. 88% of our students were able to do this successfully. Now I'd like to take a moment to introduce one of our own personal students, a former TRIO Upward Bound student, a Mainland graduate, and she is currently enrolled at Daytona State, Autumn Demarest.
Hello. I joined TRIO Upward Bound in the 10th grade because my friends were joining, and I thought, you know what, I should as well. And through this program, I had the opportunity to take part in many experiences that helped me to grow, not only my academics, but my leadership and my communication skills. A highlight for me had to be the career exploration camp that we got to do with digital media. And even though my original goal was to earn an MBA, I was able to be inspired by that experience so that I could, you know, enroll as a digital media student here at Daytona State instead. Upward Bound taught me how to evaluate opportunities through public speaking. As you can see, I was a Falcon Talk speaker as well, and I won, you know, an Entrepreneurial Spirit scholarship. And I also learned how to apply for scholarships and then receive them, as you can also see. And as well as applying for dual enrollment, and so that led me to experiencing post-secondary education here at Daytona State College. And it also showed me the importance of being involved in my community by striving for excellence in everything that I do, even if it was beyond academics, which Upward Bound has supported me even in my own personal endeavors like my small business. And because of this program, I was able to leave high school confident and prepared for my future. And now I get to continue that growth in TRIO SSS here at Daytona State. Trio Cares and Trio Works. Thank you.
Good afternoon, trustees. I'm Robert Jacobs, the project director for one of our key grant-funded programs that's been at Daytona State College for over 40 years, TRIO Student Support Services, also known as SSS. Before you hear from me, we have a short video that we will show.
At Daytona State College, TRIO Student Support Services is more than a program. It's a community dedicated to student success. Funded by the U.S. Department of Education, TRIO SSS empowers students to achieve their academic, personal, and professional goals through support, guidance, and opportunity. Our mission is simple: to help students reach their full potential. Whether you're the first in your family to go to college, facing financial challenges, or managing a documented disability, TRIO SSS is here to help you navigate college and thrive. Through one-on-one advising, academic coaching, and personalized mentoring, TRIO provides the tools and encouragement students need to stay on track and succeed.
When I first started college, I didn't know where I'd fit in or where to go to for help. Then I found TRIO. I qualified because I am a first-generation student, but TRIO also supports students who meet income guidelines or have a documented disability.
From the first meeting, I knew I had a team behind me. They made sure everyone who needs extra support has access to it.
TRIO is designed to make sure every student, no matter their background, has access to the resources, community, and confidence needed to reach their goals.
Being part of TRIO has truly made such a difference for me. My advisors have guided me through everything from planning my classes to finding balance when life felt overwhelming. They've always been there to listen, support me, and encourage me to believe in myself. TRIO genuinely cares about your success, and their support has helped me stay grounded, confident, and become the best student I can be.
TRIO advisors and mentors build lasting relationships with our students, helping them plan for success, stay focused, and overcome challenges both inside and outside of the classroom.
TRIO offers tutoring for different subjects. Through one-on-one tutoring, I was able to better understand math. The tutors explain things clearly and make sure you really get it. Having the extra help kept me confident and moving forward. It's support that really makes a difference, and you can be part of it too.
Students in TRIO SSS receive free one-on-one tutoring and access to study skills workshops that strengthen academic performance and build confidence for success.
One of my favorite parts of TRIO was the experiences, visiting universities, going on cultural trips, and connecting with other students. I even received a TRIO Grant Aid scholarship that helped cover my books and tuitions. I felt like TRIO believed in me and invested in my future.
TRIO opens doors through hands-on learning, community engagement, and scholarship support, preparing students for what comes next.
Even after I graduated, TRIO continued to check in and support me. They're more than advisors, they're mentors and cheerleaders who genuinely care. TRIO gave me the confidence to believe that I could do this, and I did it. If I can do it, you can too.
The impact of TRIO extends far beyond graduation, empowering students to achieve success in college, career, and life. We believe every student deserves the opportunity to succeed. Join our program, connect with our team, and discover what's possible. Apply today and become part of the TRIO family at Daytona State College. TRIO is a 5-year grant-funded program with a clear mission: to increase retention, graduation, and transfer rates for eligible college students. This fall, we began a brand new 5-year grant cycle that will run through year 2030. I'm proud to share that our proposal earned a perfect score. That success was only possible because we met and exceeded our objectives in the previous grant cycle. To give you some context, while our sister programs, Upward Bound and Talent Search, primarily serve high school students, SSS focuses on Daytona State College students. Together, the three project directors have built an academic pipeline that helps students transition seamlessly from the high school to Daytona State College. Under this grant, we are funded to serve 210 students. Our ultimate goal, as you saw in the video, is simple but powerful: to help students stay in college, graduate with an associate's degree, and transfer to a 4-year program. Every student who joins SSS is assigned a TRIO manager, who becomes their go-to resource for academic advising, transfer and career planning, and academic support from intake to student graduation. There are required services per legislation, such as academic one-on-one tutoring in math and science, academic advising and guidance in course selection, assistance with applying for federal student aid, support with transfer applications, and financial literacy education. Beyond these required services, our grant allows us to offer grant aid scholarships, providing over $27,000 annually to eligible students, a summer bridge program, an 8-day experience to prepare first-time and college students for what lies ahead at Daytona State College, enrichment trips and campus tours to broaden our student horizons, and the impact. The numbers speak volume about the success here at Daytona State College and SSS. 94% of our students are in good academic standing, exceeding the 88% benchmark. 88% of students who began in the fall, spring, or summer semesters return the following fall, far above this 63% benchmark. 73% of students have graduated within 4 years, compared to the 30% benchmark, and 47 transferred to a four-year institution within the 4 years, tripling the 15% benchmark. These outcomes show that they work, and the work that we do truly matters. TRIO SSS changes lives, and the data proves it. Now, to bring this impact to life, I'd like to introduce someone very special, a TRIO alumni who maximized every opportunity the program offered. In just a moment, Fortune Oko will share his personal experience with TRIO. Thank you, trustees, for your time and continued support for these transformative programs.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone's having a good day. My name is Uzochukwu Fortune Oko. That was a mouthful. But I'm a proud alumni of Daytona State College and the TRIO Student Support Services. Before I begin, I'd like to say thank you to TRIO, to the board members, and everyone here for affording me this opportunity to talk about this program that I literally fell in love with. I'll start my speech by saying TRIO works, and I'll use a few minutes to prove this by telling you a story about a boy I know called Fortune. Fortune immigrated into the United States with his family in 2016 in search for greener pastures. He started college in 2018 and joined the Army Reserves in 2019. After getting back from training, he returned to college to face the typical college student's dilemma, navigating the school system and trying to seek out resources. But not for too long, though, because someone came along and introduced TRIO to Fortune. The program accepted him and took his hand from that day on. Literally connected him to all the resources on campus. I'm talking about financial aid, the accessibility services, tutoring, to mention a few. Mr. Robert right there was Fortune's academic advisor at that time, helping him with mapping out his classes, picking out a major, and from there, Fortune was ready to excel. Let's keep Fortune aside for a second. One problem I've noticed on campus is that the students find it hard to find the support, the community, and the map that they need to navigate the college, basically. They take multiple classes with no major in mind, and after they don't cap in their financial aid, they're left stranded with still no degree and still feeling lost. This is where TRIO comes in, and I swear by their 3-2-1 model. The TRIO's 3-2-1 success model, according to me, is a win-win-win situation for the student. I'm talking about attending 3 monthly meetings every semester, and in these monthly meetings, you have to keep it in mind that useful information is put out there. We get to do useful activities too, like filling out the financial aid. That's a win for the student. You have to attend at least 2 meetings with your counselor. And again, in these meetings, you get to check your progress, sign up for classes. And also sometimes the TRIO advisors are a shoulder to cry on. The TRIO advisors are not just advisors. Sometimes they also play therapists without even knowing it. Lastly, you have to attend 1 TRIO-sponsored or college activity. So it wasn't just school. It was also some fun. It was some visit to other universities for students who were looking to transfer to the other schools. It was also visits to museums and musicals and a lot more. I still remember my trip to St. Augustine right there. USF in St. Petersburg. The Salvador Dali Museum. Memories. That's another win right there. And let's not even talk about the tutoring. I remember most times where I was sitting at a B, and the tutor came in and I bumped up to an A. That's a win for the student there. Okay, let's get back to Fortune again. With the help of TRIO, Fortune was able to finish his Associate of Arts degree, apply for nursing school. Even after transitioning from TRIO, TRIO still remained in the background, providing verbal support and encouragement for Fortune. Fortune was able to finish his Associate of Science degree in nursing, Bachelor's of Science degree in nursing here in Daytona State College. Ladies and gentlemen, Fortune Oko is now a Bachelor's of Science registered nurse in the ICU, Sergeant in the United States Army Reserves, and also just got accepted to the Army's USAC Peng program, which is the Certified Registered Nurse Anesthesia program, all with the help of TRIO. And I could tell you I wouldn't have done it without TRIO. And of course, I put in the work and I also put in the persistence. But I consider TRIO that early morning coffee that you needed to give you that extra morale and motivation to keep going. Fortune is standing here, right here in front of you today. I also like to mention that Fortune's three sisters, Mesomachi, Ginekachi, and Adi, all went through TRIO Student Support Services, are also now in the nursing program here in Daytona State College. I'm so also very glad that the program is getting extended, the grant is getting extended, because my brother, Augustine Oko, is almost done with high school, and I know he's going to definitely benefit from this program. We can all tell how impactful TRIO has been to my family, but take a second, think about the other 209 other families who are being catered for every school cycle. Like I said earlier, TRIO works, and I hope with these few points of mine, I've been able to prove it to you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, District Board of Trustees. I'm pleased to highlight two very impactful federal grants located in our Falcon Hope Center, the department on campus dedicated to supporting the retention and success of all DSC students through a range of non-academic support services. The first is our Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women grant, which funds the DSC CARES program, offering critical resources for students affected by interpersonal violence and essential training for the college community. The second is the U.S. Department of Education C Campus Grant, Child Care Access Means Parents in School, which provides vital support and resources for student parents. At this time, I'm honored to welcome Dr. Nadia Flanagan, Project Director for DSC CARES, to share more about this valuable program.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Nadia Flanagan, and I am the Project Director of the DSC CARES program here in the Falcon Hope Center. DSC CARES, which stands for Creating a Responsible Environment for Students, is funded by a grant through the Office of Violence Against Women to prevent domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking on college campuses. We were awarded this grant, this three-year grant, for the third time in October 2023. DSC CARES is our way of branding the program to make it more unique to our college. One of the main requirements for this grant is to develop a comprehensive education program for all students to teach them about domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking, as well as all the reporting options and resources that are available on and off campus for students who are experiencing these crimes. All incoming students currently receive training on these topics through the new student online orientation. We promote safe bystander intervention strategies on campus through our 3Ds of Bystander Intervention program. We also provide ongoing prevention efforts for students throughout the year in the form of awareness activities and workshops on healthy relationships. In addition to our programs for students, we partner with Family Life Center Flagler Volusia to provide 24/7 confidential victim services. Family Life Center Flagler Volusia is the certified sexual assault agency for both Volusia and Flagler County, and is a certified domestic violence center for Flagler County. Through this grant, we also provide training on responding to domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking using a trauma-informed approach for our campus safety officers, staff who serve in the judicial affairs process, and employees in student-facing roles across campus. Finally, DSC CARES consists of a committee of people known as a coordinated community response team to help meet these requirements. Internal members consist of staff from campus safety, counseling and accessibility services, student development, instructional resources, marketing, academic affairs, and admissions. External partners include Family Life Center of Flagler Volusia and the Daytona Beach Police Department. Here's a summary of our training data from July 2025 through November 1st. So almost 3,000 incoming students have received training through our new student online orientation. All students who attended the new student resident orientation and the student athlete orientation received additional in-person training, and 162 of these students were incoming students. 34 campus safety officers, 18 student conduct staff members, and 78 employees in student-facing roles across various departments received training as well. I'd also like to highlight some of our annual awareness events. February is Dating Violence Awareness Month, so one day is selected in February for people to wear orange to support survivors and to bring awareness to dating violence. In April, we have Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we have our Teal Tuesday. So we encourage the college community to wear teal on certain Tuesdays, which is the color for sexual assault awareness. On the slide is a picture of some of our staff who took part in Teal Tuesday this past year to show support for our survivors. We also have Denim Day in April, which is held on the last Wednesday of the month, where everyone is encouraged to wear denim to show support for survivors of sexual assault. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so we encourage people to wear purple on the third Thursday of the month to bring awareness to domestic violence. And throughout the grant, we've hosted various workshops and speaking engagements to provide ongoing training on campus. Now I'd like to introduce Linda Serrano, the Project Director of our C Campus program.
My name is Linda Serrano. Good afternoon. I'm the project director of our C Campus grant, Child Care Access Means Parents in School. So C Campus is especially meaningful to me because not only am I the project director of the C Campus grant, I'm also a C Campus recipient myself. Many, many years ago, I was a C Campus student here at Daytona State College, and the C Campus grant helped me achieve my education goals. Today, I am a proud parent of a DSC alumni myself. So not only am I a DSC alumni, but I have two children that are also DSC alumni. This proves that the program does work. That expertise, it shaped my entire career. And now I have the privilege of helping other student parents achieve this same success. So Daytona State College has been awarded the C Campus grant for over 20 years through the Department of Education. The goal is very simple, but very powerful. It's to provide quality child care and help our student parents stay enrolled, persist, and graduate. But C Campus is so much more than just child care. Because we're housed in the Falcon Hope Center, we provide holistic wraparound services. In the Falcon Hope Center, we provide non-academic services to all students. By being housed in the Falcon Hope Center, we have our food pantry where our college students and C Campus students can come and get access to daily meals, but they also can access meals and take home weekly meals. We are partnered with Junior Diaper League of Daytona Beach, where we have a diaper bank on campus. Our student parents can access diapers and wipes once a week while on campus. And we also have a clothing closet in the Falcon Hope Center, where students can get interview wear clothes, college wear clothes, and sometimes even scrubs for various medical programs. In the Falcon Hope Center, we provide housing and mental health resources to our college students. We support with post-graduation childcare assistance by partnering with our Early Learning Coalition. So that way, when students are receiving C Campus assistance, we go ahead and assist them with applying for post-graduation childcare assistance as well. We also host workshops, mentoring, and wellness activities for our C Campus student parents. We just kicked off a series of Wellness Wednesdays, which is done the first Wednesday of every month. Our C-Campus students can come to campus even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, together with other parenting students on campus. And there they do various activities that focus on their well-being. They can do yoga, breathing activities, adult coloring, stress balls, or just communicate with each other of other stress techniques that are helping them while on campus or off campus. I'm also proud to say that we have a Falcon Nest on campus, which is a parent-friendly study area for our C-Campus student parents. Here, it's letting them know that they're welcome here on campus while they're on campus with their children. It's a friendly space where they can feel welcome, they can do their homework on campus, meet with other student parents on campus, or also set up their academic advising meetings, their financial aid meetings, their tutoring meetings, and their children can be in a safe environment and play. Also, with my background in financial aid and academic advising, we try to provide a one-stop shop for our C-Campus students. So we're helping them get advising, financial aid, but also making those connections to the other departments. We are in the fourth year of our current grant cycle, and since fall of 2022, we have helped 160 unique student parents. We have been able to support 203 children, and that is because we can support up to 3 children per family. Our grant deliverables require us to track GPA, persistence, and graduation. I'm very proud to share the numbers with you today. Our GPA requirement is 2.5. Our C-Campus students have a 3.16 average. Our persistence benchmark is 75%. Our C-Campus students are persisting 86% of the time. Our graduation benchmark was 30%, and I'm proud to say that 77% of our C-Campus parents have graduated with either a certificate or degree here at Daytona State College. These numbers, they tell a powerful story. Basically, when student parents have childcare and holistic support, they outperform the expectations. But C-Campus also strengthens the local economy. Some of our other C-Campus schools, they offer childcare assistance on campus. At Daytona State College, we outsource. We work with over 25 licensed childcare providers throughout Volusia and Flagler County. By these partnerships, our students can select what childcare they wish to use that we're partnered with. By doing so, we have funded over 200,000 hours of childcare, and we have reinvested over $950,000 into our community. So these investments, they support not only our students, but our local economy. So every semester, we see firsthand the impact of C-Campus. I'd like to share a few words from some of our students that have shared some testimonies. One student said, "Some challenges I faced were homelessness, separation from my partner, being without transportation, and through it all, C-Campus was here. They helped me get assistance with tuition. They let me sit and cry and vent when times were very hard. They gave me mental health resources. And I am forever grateful for the opportunity that C-Campus has helped me." This is from Angela. We helped her find secure housing by connecting her with resources for housing, and she is now an RN graduate and working towards her bachelor's in nursing here at Daytona State College. Another student said, "After graduating high school, I attempted to go to college, but I ended up dropping out my sophomore year. In 2020, 8 years later, not only did I complete one degree, I completed two. I now have my Associates of Arts and my Bachelor's in Supervision and Management. I can now provide a better life for my daughter." Lastly, another student said, "I thought of so many words that I can say, but none are more accurate than life-changing. I wouldn't be able to do this without the help of C-Campus. You are helping me break a cycle of poverty that exists in my family for generations." I'd now like to introduce Miss Melissa. She has taken the time to come speak with you and give her personal testimony. She's a dedicated mother whose resilience and drive are incredible.
Hello, everyone. My name is Melissa Carati, and I am a nursing student here at Daytona State College, and I'm a very proud C-Campus mom of 7. I started with C-Campus before applying to the nursing program, back when I was still doing my prerequisites. And at that time, I was just trying to hold it all together, raise my kids, go to school, and I was trying to build a better future. Along the way, I faced some really tough challenges, including a period of homelessness after losing my home to hurricane flooding. And it was one of those moments where giving up would have been really easy, but C-Campus was there for me. The support from this program gave me the stability I needed to keep going, to focus on school when everything else felt uncertain. Having childcare assistance, encouragement, and a team of people who believed in me made all the difference. Because of C-Campus, I wasn't just able to stay in school, I was able to succeed. I became the co-president of the Alpha Delta Nu Honor Society. I'm the vice president of DSU's Red Cross Club, and I'm also the treasurer of the Florida Nursing Student Association here at Daytona State. I am also an active peer mentor member, and I work at Halifax as a student nurse intern. And my daughter also thrived in her childcare environment and has learned so much right along with me. Now, I'm about to graduate next month, 3 weeks if anyone's counting, with my associate degree in nursing. And I've accepted a position as a nurse resident at Halifax Surgical ICU Department. And I get emotional even saying that out loud because this journey has been anything but easy. But it's proof that support programs like C-Campus truly change lives. This program didn't just help me become a nurse. It helped show my kids that no matter how hard things get, you can rise, rebuild, and reach your dreams, especially when you have people and programs that believe in you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. The support offered doesn't just change students like me. It touches entire families and changes generations. Thank you so much.
I'm going to take just a few minutes and close us out. As you know, our motto around here is you belong here. And whether we see it in our cohort academic programs or whether we see it through these student support programs, you can see that the wraparound services that we provide at Daytona State are so critical to the success of our students and what they're actually able to do. Hearing those stories, it always makes me super emotional too, don't worry. So, and I'll be at your nursing graduation, by the way. So. And so you see that it is our citizens here within Volusia and Flagler counties, and they're benefiting from these programs. And whether it's one of the high school students that never thought maybe they'd go to college, that they then decide they find a place that they do belong, whether it's here or someplace else, or whether it is our students that are here and our SSS programs are taking advantage of the C-Campus and some of the other services that we have in the Falcon Hope Center. It's just amazing the work that we do with our students. And I just wanted to give you all an opportunity, if you have any questions for any of our program directors or for any of the students, before we take this little break.
Jody, I just wanted to say on behalf of the board, wow, great, great presentation to the staff. You know, we always look at our mission statement at every meeting, and there's no better example of the mission statement than what you guys do day in and day out. And the students, wow, I mean, great presentation. Congratulations to each and every one of you, and your persistence paid off, and you know, with help, as you've all said, from a supportive team, and just, I don't know, inspiring stories. I what's next for you? The one student, I forget your name, I'm sorry.
Autumn,
yeah, you mentioned a business, so I'm curious, what's...
Yes, I currently have a small business where I sell cake pops, and I'm looking to actually get into a commercial kitchen because I'm a cottage food business, so I can only go so far with that, so I do want to scale up in that as well. But I also am here for digital media, so I want to incorporate that into my small business as well. And I love public speaking. I love, you know, financial planning. So I have a lot of ideas, but I just got to focus on something and keep running with it.
Excellent. Great. Thank you. Yeah, thanks, everyone. Great, great presentation.
Just wanted to echo, you know, wow, wow, and wow. I mean, I just... It's these things that make me really, you know, get up every morning and do the work, because it's seeing the fruit here is just amazing. And Autumn was at the Entrepreneur Series speak yesterday that Gail Emron sponsors, and so she's definitely got her ear to the ground with the entrepreneurs, picking up tips, which we had an alum who was our speaker, who is an alum of Daytona State, went to Stetson, and he created a company called To Do Dudes, which is a really neat idea when it thought about his country. Basically, he used to help his grandmother with little odd jobs, and And then all of a sudden, friends started saying, can you do this for me? And he created a business out of it. But anyway, Autumn was there. And, you know, I think picking up on, it's good to see her there at the Entrepreneur Workshop. But what great successes. And you are at Halifax as well? I could tell by the background of your one position. So,
Belvedere.
Yeah. You're welcome, Kelly. I just wanted to say, good job. And staff as well. I mean, it doesn't happen by itself, so great job.
Are the grants limited by I noticed, I can't remember, one of you mentioned a wait list. Is there a maximum you can get, or is it governed by how much staffing we have? Is it governed by, like, the schools that support us? What's the limiting factor? Because obviously they work.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, I can take that question. So with each of our grant proposals, we write in the amount of students we can serve. And based on that, we develop a number per student, and that's kind of how we get the number of funding we get for each program. So for SSS, it's 210. So once we hit that 210 cap, we do go on a wait list, and it's a great thing. We had 45 students on the wait list last year, so we graduated 65 students last year. It was easy to just rope in these students, not to do all this recruiting. But yeah, each of our programs, we do have a limited number of students we can serve, simply for the fact, A, staffing, and then B, funding.
Just quick question. On all the benchmarks of the programs, I mean, you're blowing them out of the water on all of them. Where do the benchmarks come from? Is that the grants kind of benchmark? Is that a national benchmark? Or is that your target and you're just killing it?
So I can take that question. So we've got some individuals in the room, like Dr. Gibson, who's here today. So in writing that grant, we do look at data at the college. So we take students who are eligible for TRIO, who aren't utilizing the services, and we look at their success and their data points. And we compare that to the averages of just regular students at Daytona State College. And there's a gap in between there. Mm-hmm. So somewhere in that gap is where we come up with these benchmark numbers. So we have something that we are shooting for, something that's going to move the needle at Daytona State College and all in the right direction. So that's how those benchmarks are developed. And it goes well beyond just writing the grant. There's a lot of institutional research data that we look at. It's months of data and preparation that it goes into developing these benchmarks. So, and kudos to our grants team and Dr. Gibson and some of those individuals who did help us with that. Hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
I've got a question. You know, it's in the news that the Federal Department of Education is under a lot of pressure and is undergoing a lot of change. What's your prognosis? Have you received any kind of information on what the future is for these federal grant programs, particularly through the Department of Education?
All year, yes. It's been getting emails and memos all year. And so we had the success of SSS, and we will be writing for the other TRIOs in C Campus in the next couple of years. And it's uncertain right now. We don't really know. Really, it's Congress has that power, and so I think there's a direction that maybe we, you know, that we're going, but it just depends on legislation and what really happens. Yesterday, USDOE just made some interagency agreements, and so essentially TRIO, the administration of those programs, is being moved to Department of Labor, and C Campus will be moved to HHS. And so they'll still, DOE will have the oversight of those programs, but the actual administration will happen in these new agencies. What that means, we don't know. We're just kind of going with the flow to see, you know, where will our reports go? Where will we draw down money from? It's those sorts of questions. And then what will the priorities be moving forward for those programs? Because they do change every time an RFA comes out or an announcement like, hey, we have this grant opportunity. The priorities can shift and change. They've stayed relatively similar, but we are noticing new priorities coming out now.
A kind of follow-up question. You know, I didn't see any big grants from the state of Florida.
This was all federal.
Yeah.
So we do have some big Florida grants, yes.
Okay.
And those do get affected. So we have Perkins and Adult Education. Those are pass-through grants. So they start at the federal government. They are granted to the state, and then the state grants them to us. And so we see a little bit, we've seen a little bit of movement there as well. So whatever happens at the federal level, the state gets affected by that, and then it trickles down to us eventually. So we see the impact immediately with our federal grants, and then we'll see the trickle down with the state grants. But we have several large commerce grants, Florida commerce grants, And obviously, Florida Department of Education is a big funder for us.
Great. Nobody's got a crystal ball, but if on the grant issue, I mean, right. My personal read is the types of graduates they're producing, I mean, that's a sweet spot mm-hmm. for yeah. workforce development. I mean, nursing, yes. entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. education, whatever it might be. You would think those would resonate well.
I would think.
There's strong bipartisan support for our TRIO programs, mm-hmm. programs. So, you know, and we've had good indicators that they will continue. So we're keeping that trajectory in mind.
Yeah, it's about where they come from. Yeah, this is also, you know, with the comments about generational change. And I think all of you should be so, I mean, commended on making such a difference, because it's not just one student. It's families. It's generations in those families. And it changes communities. And I applaud you. Keep up the good work.
Anybody else, comments or questions for the group? No, well, thank you all so very much for your attention. We really appreciate it. And thank you to the whole team. Thank you for coming out and sharing a little about your programs today, and to our students as well.